Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Next, coming up on our show in the straight ahead, Jeffrey Dobkin, Robert Scheinfeld, Price Pritchett, and Tim Berry. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. Right now, I want you to be reintroduced to an old friend of ours, a long-time original member of our Brain Trust, Gene Grisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, and a number of other books, but including Time Tactics of Very Successful People. And also, folks, Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. Gene Grisman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. By the way, speaking of doing Lincoln portrayals, I don't time my meetings very well. I'm going to be performing Abraham Lincoln for all the high school and elementary principals in Alaska on
what?
Sunday.
All right.
I picked the wrong time.
No, well, at least it's not January. But where are you going to be doing that?
In Anchorage.
In Anchorage, and that's on Sunday. Now, can anybody just walk in there? They got to have a ticket.
If anybody wants to hear this badly enough, and they come to Anchorage on Sunday, just tell them Gene Grisman said they could come in. It'll be at the Sheraton.
Folks, he's the best. The Sheraton in Anchorage. So any of you guys who are wandering by the Sheraton in Anchorage up there in Alaska, go by Sunday and check Gene's program out. Gene, one of the things that you, and in your book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, as you know, I've said many times before, is one of my favorite books and has been now for a long time. And folks, one of the things we know about Mr. Lincoln is that he was a great communicator. And Gene, you point that out in your book, and you've done an excellent job of conveying and converting his ability to communicate into something that small business owners can use. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, that's exactly right. I don't know exactly where and when Lincoln learned the power of words. Perhaps it was watching his father, who was a storyteller. His father was basically an illiterate man, but he had the power to tell stories. And I think Lincoln, sitting watching his father tell stories, and he'd watch the neighbors as they leaned forward, get every word, and then explode with laughter at the punchline. I think Lincoln sensed that words have power. And they do have power, whether you're running a business or
right,
whatever you're doing. Preachers, politicians, small business owners, communication is important. Lincoln knew that.
Well, I think that most people, including small business owners, misunderstand that. And let me tell you why I say that. Misunderstand the power of words. And the reason is because I have seen in my career a lot of business letters that were important letters. I mean, these letters were important. They were critical to the business. They were essential to what the company was trying to accomplish. They were written to people who were decision makers who could make a difference in the life of that company. They were to the customers, and yet they were so poorly written and so poorly focused, and it was almost like the person writing it said, "Well, he's going to get a letter, isn't that enough?"
Yes.
And it amazed me, and of course I probably go too far the other way, Gene. I cluck over every comma because I have the opinion that this letter is going to be read and that I want to make sure that it's done right. And so maybe I go too far, but I do agree with you. Words are very powerful, and we don't need to take that for granted.
Give you an example of clucking over every paragraph. A number of years ago, when I was on the faculty of a large university, I was walking out to lunch with a friend of mine who was head of the department at that university, and he was opening up letters of people who were applying for a vacancy in his department. And he pulled one out, and he said, "You see this letter?" He said, "I would never hire this person." I said, why not? He said, look at the typographical error.
Yeah.
He said, this person isn't attentive to detail.
Doesn't, well, and obviously doesn't care about the product that they produce.
That's right. I did an interview once with a man who had become an engineer of a big refinery in the Deep South, and he said that one of the most important lessons that he had ever learned, that after he got there, his mentor said, you need to learn how to write a report and how to write a letter. And he said he spent days teaching me how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when I was in college, I didn't bother. I thought all I needed to learn how to do was be an engineer.
Gene, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Gene to connect Lincoln's communication skills with Lincoln's leadership ability and how it helped him be successful and how you and I can learn from that. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jeffrey Dobkin's going to join us, and he's one of our top marketing experts. And we're going to talk about the invisible side of success with Robert Sheinfeld. Then Price Pritchett is going to talk to us about how to learn how to be optimistic. And then Tim Berry is our business planning expert. Heck, he's the world's business planning expert. He'll be joining us, too. And that's coming up in our next show. We're visiting with our good friend Gene Griseman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and Time Tactics of Very Successful People. And, Gene, we're talking about some of the things that we learned about communication from Mr. Lincoln and how he converted those communication skills into leadership success. Talk to us about that.
Well, Lincoln evolved as a communicator. He was, first of all, a good one-on-one communicator, and he could tell a story. In fact, he got to be one of the best storytellers. When he went into politics, he learned how to communicate with small groups and became known as the best stump speaker of the West. He could get up on a platform or a stump and hold a crowd. After he became, well, actually, when he was running for president, he became quite proficient at communicating with large audiences. The Douglas Lincoln debates attracted thousands of people. He learned how to communicate with a jury in a courtroom. He also eventually learned how to communicate with the printed word. First of all, through letters to the editor, articles in newspapers, and eventually his classic, which was the Gettysburg Address, which was deliberately short, sweet, about 2 minutes long, so it would make the front pages of newspapers, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
Power of words. Now, he studied, so he was a communicator. He was in a debating society, much like a Toastmasters group, when he was in New Salem, Illinois. He read books on poetry. He read books on how to write correctly and efficiently. And incidentally, that's a tip for people who are listening. Do something specific to improve your communication skills. Join a Toastmasters. Enroll in an acting class. Read a book on how to write, how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, anything by Dale Carnegie is good in that area.
Mm-hmm. What about people who, you know, there's so many people out there who use the excuse, well, I don't have a great education or whatever, but Lincoln refutes that too, doesn't he? I mean, the man had, he didn't graduate from anything, did he?
That's right. Lincoln had a total of 1 year schooling in his entire lifetime.
Right.
Yet Lincoln wrote two pieces that critics say are two of the finest words ever written in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
Gettysburg Address and the Second Inaugural Address. So anybody who says, I didn't have much formal education, don't say that to Lincoln. He'd just laugh at you.
Well, then, in this day and time, if you want to improve your ability to speak, if you want to improve your ability to write, if you want to improve your ability to communicate with others and therefore to be more successful, and this is whether you're, regardless of what you do in life, communicating with others is a major part of your key to success. And if you want to be able to improve those things in today's world, you can. And if you don't, if you keep using excuses, well, then you know what? You're just you're responsible for your own failure.
You know, you're a good example of how you can use communication skills in a variety of ways to communicate with a large audience. Writing books, writing a newsletter, radio, you're good at one-on-one, just a really good communicator. I think that a lot of people want to be good communicators, but they never do anything specific about it. In fact, there's a saying that I've long remembered, if it doesn't get on the calendar, it probably won't get done.
Right.
So I'd put something on the calendar, read a book on communication, study other people's letters. If you get a great letter that comes in, study it, use it as a template for letters you send out.
You know where I, you know how, what I do to become a better writer? I notice how other people write.
Yes.
I like to see how other people turn a phrase, how they use examples, how they use metaphors, that sort of thing. And I find people that whose opinions I respect and the way that they express themselves I like, and I try to learn from those people. And you know what? If you can read, you don't have to have a college education to do that.
That's exactly right. Quick story to illustrate that yours is a wonderful strategy. I was had an administrative post at Georgia Tech for several years in the business school. We had an interim dean by the name of Bob Cannon, who had been president of one of the divisions of Procter & Gamble. I had access to the letters that he sent out on behalf of the university and commented one day, "Bob, you are a great letter writer." He then told me a story. He said, when I was president of one of the divisions of Procter & Gamble, when I would be waiting to see the CEO of P&G, there was a leather-bound book in the foyer of his office. And in that leather-bound book, behind plastic, were the best letters and reports he had ever received. Huh. And while I and my associates would wait, we would look at those great letters. And he said, I made it my goal to have one of my letters in that book.
Mm-hmm.
He studied other people's writing, and he became a great writer himself.
Well said, Gene. Good example. Going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20, actually only 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Gene Griceman is our guest, and his book is called The Words Lincoln Lived By. That's one of the books we're working out of right now. When we come back, we're going to give you Gene's website because I want you to know about the things he's got going on. 10 till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Gene Griceman, and we're talking about how to be a better communicator, how to model ourselves more after one of the great communicators of all time, Mr. Abraham Lincoln, President Abraham Lincoln. Gene, here's a passage from your book. This is a quote. This is in Gene's book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and this is a quote from Lincoln. This is chapter 18, folks, on page 47. I determined to be so clear that no honest man could misunderstand me, and no dishonest one could successfully misrepresent me.
That's good advice for a small business person.
Absolutely, no question about it. I just love these things that you have in your book. And by the way, I want you to tell the audience how they can find you online. You give us your website and that sort of thing.
My website's easy to remember. www.presidentlincoln.com.
Okay.
Presidentlincoln.com, one word.
And you also have...
And they can order my book there, or they can order The Words Lincoln Lived By at Amazon. I don't know if you know it, but I have recorded the book. It's a book on cassette called The Inspirational Words of Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting wonderful feedback from that.
I can imagine. I can imagine that you would be. And that's available also wherever books are sold, at Amazon, that sort of thing?
Amazon.
Okay.
The audio book is not everywhere. It's at my website and Amazon.
Okay. PresidentLincoln.com. Give us some more thoughts on how we can be better communicators.
Well, to emphasize the importance of communication, Lincoln understood that he could not control events, but he could interpret them and explain them. That's what leaders can do. And if you're a business leader, you're not always able to control what the economy does. I mean, you could have controlled what happened after 9/11, or how many business leaders could say, I'm going to plan on a 9/11?
Right. You can't. Nobody could.
But you can explain to your people, and you can communicate, and that's one reason why Lincoln paid such attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Another important aspect of communication is that there are so many different ways to communicate. You can communicate with a website. You can communicate with nonverbal. You can communicate around a conference table. And every one of those modes of communication requires a particular set of skills, which you can become really good at.
Well, it also requires attention to detail, and that's, you're right about that. And that's one of the challenges that small business owners have these days. There are so many different ways that our customers can look for us or for the things that we offer, that if we're not there, if we're not in those places, and if we are there, if we're not presenting ourselves well, then we're not really maximizing the possibility for our business, are we?
A good quote from Pericles, who said long ago, he who cannot communicate his ideas stands at the same level as he who has no ideas.
Right. And you know, exactly. And another thing, you were talking earlier about reading what other people had to say and learning. We were talking about learning through what other people have said and how to improve ourselves that way. I also, along with what you just said, something that Mark Twain once said. He said, "The man who doesn't read has no advantage over the man who can't read."
Hmm.
So we need to remember that too.
Well said,
Gene. You have a little soliloquy I think you'd like to recite for us before we go.
Yes, in my one-man play, Lincoln says, "I freely confess that I had a love affair with words. Words have been used to support and encourage me. They've also been used to attack and wound me. But I've never lost faith in their power, their durability. Words can reveal thoughts, conceal pain, correct errors, paint dreams, and pass along hard-bought lessons to the latest generation. The world may little note nor long remember what you say here, yet it may. For words, once they're released, take on a life of their own, and often find lodging, places, and hearts you may never know. But after many days, those words may return to haunt you, or to bless you. Think carefully before you let them go."
Well said, Gene. Thank you for that. That's a great way to wind up our interview and our visit today. Thank you so much for helping us to understand the importance of words, and through a great example, Mr. Lincoln, but also by a great example, Mr. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. Gene, you're the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Gene Griceman, folks, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, don't forget to keep working on that communication. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.